take a classic or popular film and improvise right on the spot.
Hello! Welcome to the musical version. How you doing? This is a one-way podcast. You can't tell me.
I'm doing well. Oh, I'm okay. Work is hard.
Oh my God. The people in their cars and in their AirPods, they're talking back to me. Welcome to the pod where we improvise the adaptations of films into musicals and maybe other things too. We'll see. I'm joined today by Jack Norman.
Hi, everyone. That's me.
And Giovanni.
You may call me Gigi My Goddess.
Whoa.
Well, we have Jack and Gigi My Goddess, along with Ryan Brookshire on keys. Yeehaw! Guys, so good to see you both. Welcome back to the pod.
It's nice to be back to the pod.
I love being back to the pod.
And today we're doing Back to the Future. No, we're doing... Oh. We're doing, Inception.
Ooh.
I don't really remember it.
The 2010 Christopher Nolan drama?
Actually, I don't really remember much about it either, and I'm
gonna,
hoping that will be for the best.
Yes, I'm going to do it from my subconscious, where dreams are fucked with.
I think we can treat the film more like a starting point. That's what adaptations are, ultimately, is like, yes, there was initial creative material, and now we're taking a leap.
I have to be honest. I saw it maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so I'll Ooh. Do. I can do my best to try
no,
to
don't.
Not
Jack's
steer.
Doing the heavy lifting today. I'm gonna be doing the movie Master and Commander. Why is it the first movie I can think of?
The longest, most boring movie you could think
Master
of.
Master
and Commander.
Russell Crowe,
right? Russell Crowe. I don't think I even saw it, but that's what I chose for the joke that I made.
I've never even heard of that movie. It sounded like you made up a movie.
It's about ship.
It's they're on a boat.
It's about ship?
Yeah.
It's about ship?
I was going to say ships, and I was like, I think it's just one ship.
I think it's just one ship.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Russell Crowe is the master and commander of that one ship.
Oh.
Hmm.
And there you have it.
It's about ship is wild.
It's about ship.
Well, what do I even... I don't even remember how this movie starts. Do you guys?
Does it start with a dream sequence?
Let's
it feels
say
like it would.
It's, let's say that it does.
Give us a dreamy sound. That's a dream. I have a dream that one day I will be awake and I'll have ideas. I have a dream that one day I'll be awake and I'll have ideas.
So many ideas.
I have a dream that one day be awake and full of ideas.
So many ideas. I will wake up and be a beautiful model. I will wake up and be 7 feet tall.
I will wake up and I'll be a famous performer. I will wake up and no longer work at the mall. 'Cause I have a dream. I have a dream that one day
to come from the dream. And you won't even ask what the idea even means.
It'll be a dream within a dream within a
dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream within a
dream.
But it
it's different than Martin Luther King's.
Oh, way different dream.
But I still have a dream.
Mr. Saito, what I need you to do right now is I need you to remember. Remember a promise that you made a man a long time ago. I need you, Mr. Saito, to get out of limbo and ride 3 dream levels up back to the plane that we're currently on right now. Can you do that, Mr. Saito?
Who are you? What are you doing at my estate? I'm an old man and I don't trust you.
Like I said, Mr. Saito, I am a man that used to focus on extraction, but for the first time, I'm focusing on inception.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. What, you want me to come be a young man again?
I want you to remember a promise.
A promise that was made.
A long time ago.
Okay, what was the promise?
That you would help me see my family again.
Hmm.
Let's get into how we got to this moment.
Yeah.
By going a little further back to when we first met.
Okay.
Mr. Saito.
Yeah?
Hi,
what's up?
I need some information that was told to you, Mr. Saito. I need you to remember.
Mr. Saito? Come on, we're playing stick and hoop. What are you doing talking to that guy?
I'm a young man.
Yeah, we're all young men. What are you doing?
Mr. Saito, try to remember that this is just a projection of your subconscious. This is not really your best friend Karen from elementary school.
Mr. Saito, look
at
this snail.
It is weird that my elementary school friend would call me Mr. Saito instead of my first name, Kevin.
Mr. Saito, you were given a code. I need that code.
What are you?
I am Cobb, the extractor. I take information from your brain, from your mind. I'm Cobb, the extractor. I take information, I take it all the time. Mr. Saito, I've been hired to make you hella inspired. Oh, the money that I'm owed if you were to give me the code.
But I wanna play stick and hoop, and I wanna play tic-tac-toe. If you're gonna get codes from me, then you're gonna have to play my Get Riddles 3.
Focus, Mr. Saito, or soon you'll be in the compactor. Need I remind you I am Cobb the Extractor?
Ah, your clever words are awakening me. I don't want to play stick and hoop anymore.
You want to play jacks?
No, I'm...
You want to play dominoes?
Yes, but I can't. I'm at 34, and the building is shaking.
Oh, no. I think he's on to us. I think Saito knows that we're in his mind right now.
Yeah, all my little children are turning on me.
Let's play stick and hoop. Let's play stick and hoop.
Oh, no. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, we gotta get out of here. Where's the kick to get us out of the stream?
All right, we kicked you.
Okay, well, as long as Saito, that is, doesn't know that we are in another dream, this is all a tactic and actually in the movie.
Wow, this is really confusing.
Mr. Saito, we're on a date. You're in your adolescence.
Yes. Oh, wow. These dreams within dreams are taking me through my whole freaking life.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm your long lost love. And if you improve your heart and start being nice to people, maybe when you're an old man, you can have a nice Christmas.
Ah, that does sound nice. And you're my long lost love, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry Cola.
Yeah, I'm Sherry Cola, star of the Joyride. And
is that a real name?
Yeah, Joyride and the Good Trouble. I'm also in Good Trouble. And you loved me.
I did. When I was young, I loved famous actor Sherry Cola.
Yeah, lots of people do. Anyway, la 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 la, we're in a dream.
Now I'm waking up again? Now I'm 22 and fresh out of undergrad?
Saito, bro.
Bro,
we gotta go down to the rugby pitch.
Yeah.
And,
Dreams are taking me through my whole dang life.
You know, it's been a really crazy time here at Cambridge. And so, you know, it's time for you to give me some codes, bro.
Everyone in my life wants codes. From the age when I was just a little boy. So strange, now that I think, putting my brain right on the brink. Is it a dream, or is it my life? Are you the woman that I love? Are you my wife? No, you're a frat guy. It's so strange, I think I might be dreaming.
Oh, bro, graduation was special, and we've got a lot to do before we enter the workforce. Like, get some codes.
What? Everyone with the codes.
Where should we eat for dinner, my man? Should we get some za or fries? I like when I see you smile. I can almost see codes in your eyes. What's the code?
Hey, Mom. I'm 26 and I'm engaged. What's going on?
Here, honey, have a couple of codes ones. Here, honey, drink up.
Codes ones? Cold ones?
Have a couple of codes ones, honey. Just drink some with your mom.
Oh, grab your codes. It might be cold outside.
Codes.
Ooh, it's cody in here.
Everybody wants these codes.
Give me
What's
your code.
What's the reason I don't really know?
Give me your code.
What the hell is going on? But I guess I'm gonna give you, the code.
Oh no, he's actually woken up and he's in the real world now. And he's angry because he realizes that me, Cobb the Extractor, has been in his head the whole time.
Hey, I'm mad at you. You've been in my head this whole time.
Dang it.
But I have a job for you.
Do you?
Yeah, this was all a test, actually.
It was?
Yeah. And if you pass this test,
what?
You can have what you want more than anything. You can see your children again.
Philippa and the other one. I haven't seen them in so long. All right. I thought I was out, but it seems like you're pulling me right back in.
Yeah.
What do you need from me?
I need you to go deeper than you've ever gone before and perform a little something I like to call Inception.
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 I want you to help this guy change his mind's direction. Skidoop-de-doop-dee. Inception.
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 Get distracted and start giving that guy an erection. Just focus on
Inception.
And that's what I want you to do.
Well, that is the most dangerous kind of extraction. It's actually the opposite of extraction. It's Inception.
Yeah.
It's
all... Given you've before been taking people's ideas, now I want you to make someone have an idea.
Implanting an idea?
Yeah.
In someone's mind?
Yeah.
It is possible, but it's incredibly dangerous. I'm going to need a team of highly skilled individuals.
You're going to have to build a team?
I'm going to build a perfect team. Why, some people say it's a team of dreams. I'm building a team. Let me list off. I need an architect. That's Elliot Page.
Heard.
I need Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's something else.
Do you want me? I'm Most Def. I'm explosives extraordinaire.
Come on down, Most Def.
Do you want me? I'm a British guy and I don't care.
Yeah, we need you too, Tom Hardy.
Do you want me? I'm Baby Driver.
Yeah, Ansel Elgort.
We need you all. We need the best. We're gonna be put to the test. I need to build my best dream team.
That's right. We're a dream team. A dream team. A dream team. The team that has also with dreams.
Let's train, put this in here, and don't take anything out.
Huh?
We're gonna have to teach this guy whose brain that we're in what it's all about.
We're training inside a brain and then inside a cage. We're training everything. We know that it's all the rage. We've got to brain train to be the perfect brain team. But that's
okay.
Not...
Okay, team, be very careful. You don't want this brain to fail. While we're inside this brain, I'm on the team, I'm Miss Frizzle.
And I'm on the team as well. If you'd never heard of a man on a team who's as powerful as me, Captain America.
Assemble!
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 Assemble the dream team. The team that helps with dreams.
Oh, well, here I am. Go tell your mama I'm joining the team. It's President Obama. I'm gonna help do the best that we can. What is that again? Oh, yeah. Yes, we can.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, don't sit on your rump. You need me on your team. I'm former President Trump. We're all on the team. Every former man who ever held president in this land.
Oh, yeah. Here's the word. You're gonna need some assistance. And I'm Larry Bird. I'm on the team. Yeah, I'm on the dream team.
Okay, okay. Even have to say it. Yes, it's me, Curb Your Enthusiasm's Larry David. It's pretty good that
I'm. And that's
here.
Just half of the people on the dream team. The dream team. The dream team. The team that helps with the dream. That was half, but we're stopping.
Yes, we can. So. Here's the plan.
Yeah, we know the plan.
You know the plan.
We're gonna go deeper and deeper, into their brain, into their dreams, and incept them.
Yes,
with
we're all in. Yeah, we're all in. Yep,
I'm
in.
We're all in the plan.
I'm in. Yep.
This is just like when I was in Destiny's Child. I got kicked out of the group, but now I'm on this team.
Yeah. That was not Beyonce.
No, definitely not.
People are saying that I'm the best dream teamer. People are talking about dreams. People say that I'm a big dreamer, that I need to help incept with dreams.
Thank you, Donald.
People are
Thank you, Donald. Yeah, I think everyone's here. There's 240 folks on the team, and we're ready to go.
We have to get inside of Cillian Murphy. Killian or Cillian? Killian?
Killian.
Cillian.
Sure.
We have to get inside of Killian Cillian's mind and convince him that his father actually loved him so we can take all the money.
Right.
We have to take silly killy daddy money?
Yeah.
Wait, we have to convince a man that his father actually loved him?
It's going to be tough.
We have to call him silly killy the whole time?
The whole time.
That's part of it? Oh, right, because as a child, his father called him silly killy. So we're trying to keep him.
A fantastic justification, yes.
Well, I think I'm ready, although I'm still so curious about your backstory and that strange little spinny top you keep in your pocket.
My top? Why, this top is the only way I know what true reality is. Why, if this stops spinning, then I'm in the real world.
Oh, if it stops spinning, you're in the real world. And if it keeps spinning, you're in the dream world.
I'm in a dream world. But no, you can't hold it. It's only for me to know. That's how I know that no one's fooled with it. I know because I once fooled with it when it belonged to my wife.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. All those years we had together.
Ma.
Yes, it's me, your former wife. But I'm gone, I'm but a memory. You can't touch me, though you think of me all the time. I'm always passing through your mind. You wish you could have a dream and it was me. Oh, the smoke lifts upon your evenings and you feel my ghost believing that we could be together someday. But I am gone, poof, in the wind.
never touch me again. Yes, I am gone. Poof, in the wind. Poof, and you can never touch me again.
It is me, your French child, Lilliput, Lilliput, and little Philippe. You wanted to see us, you missed us so much. You used to watch us while we were asleep. But your wife took us away. Now in the garden we play. And you tried to look at us, tried to look at us, but then you turned away. Now we're gone. Poof! Now we're missing. Poof! And you'll never see our little face again. Because we're gone.
Poof! C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Poof! Au revoir, mon ami.
Mon chéri. We did our best. Yes, you know we left it, but as we are French, we had to pull a real French exit. We didn't tell you we were leaving, we just said goodbye. But if you pass this mission, you'll see your children and look them in the eye. They won't be gone.
Poof! So long!
Poof! Mon chéri, mon amour, c'est la vie.
La vie en rose.
Poof!
I'll be at the Louvre.
Poof! Eiffel Tower. Bread.
And wine.
And cigarettes. Yes, I tried to incept into her mind that she liked chicken when I knew she liked beef. And she left.
Wow. So she's passed on?
No. She just won't talk to me right now. We're just doing a separate thing.
Oh.
But she pops in my dreams, the memory version of her, and it gets a little complicated. But you know what? We're not going to talk about it now because we have a mission.
Yes, we're on the plane, and we've put him to sleep, and now it's time to go.
Passengers, stay in your seats. The flight attendants have put on the fasten seatbelt sign, and I'm fine with it. I support their decision. But if you're sleeping, stay asleep. We'll be at our destination before you know it.
So, I gave him the script to something called Oppenheimer. It is 300 pages long. He'll be asleep in no time.
Right. You didn't need to use a sleep agent. Wait, hold on. 300 pages? That's way too strong. Now that we're in the dream, and he's been reading a 300-page screenplay, he's never gonna wake up. That means if we die in the dream,
we die in real life. And he's gonna be probably dreaming about things that Oppenheimer did or said.
That makes sense. You like when I, you know, read Harry Potter before bed and then I have like wizard dreams.
Yeah, playing Quidditch.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Looking for a snitch.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well now I'm going to put this thing into your vein. I'm going to put it into your vein, and now we're
Wait,
all...
my vein?
Who are you again?
I'm...
That's
Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
Yeah,
I'm everyone's
Page.
Going under.
Yeah, we're going
oh,
under.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm coming.
Here we go.
Miss Frizzle's staying back, though.
Yeah, Frizzle's watching the keeping everything safe.
And I thought about it. I'm going to stay here in the land of the awake. Okay.
Here we go.
Wee!
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 Whoa!
The dreamscape's scary. The dreamscape can't be nice. There's a giant donut, and there's Tara Lipinski skating on ice. The dreamscape is weird. Anything you've ever thought will appear. The dreamscape ain't clear, but I'm glad I've got my team in here.
What's that? It's Jennifer Lopez, and she's dressed to kill. She's got red dangly things hanging off of her face. I think she's in a cell. Oh, what's that over there? It's a cloud. It's jazz.
before the dream, and now the dream is pretty weird. I'm dreaming about broccoli eating my head. Oh man, this is super queer. I'm dreaming about, oh no, my pants are on the ground. All of my teeth are falling out. This is a dream, but it's not a normal dream. It is a weird dream.
It is a weird dream.
My teacher's there. She's telling me that I didn't ace my class. She's telling me she's gonna spank me on my cute little suburban ass. This dream is psychosexual. I'm not sure what it means. Shouldn't have eaten pretzels on the plane. Now this is my weird dream.
My weird dream.
My weird dream.
My weird dream.
Wow, I didn't account for this. I think that this mind is weaponized and it's sending weird stuff at us.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that forming over there? I think it's a mushroom cloud.
Oh,
damn it.
He has been reading Oppenheimer.
Look, I have an idea. The whole game's changed now. We have to be much more careful.
Right. We have to watch out and not activate any sort of Oppenheimer-esque clues or things that could come up. And was that the Mario theme?
Now?
Now?
Yes, make sure we don't do anything to tip off Oppenheimer.
Yes, whatever we do.
Like specific references to Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Like things that happened in the movie.
Yes.
That we remember.
Yes.
Ah, shit.
We won't bring any of those up.
What is E equal again?
Oh, no.
No,
you're
no,
doing
no,
it.
No,
don't
no,
do it,
no.
Don't do it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Come on, Einstein.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, God. Ah. Robert Downey Jr. No!
No! God, I hate it when you say Robert Downey Jr. as an expletive.
Look, let's focus. We have to get... There he is! There's Silly Killy!
There's Silly Killy.
Silly Killy!
We gotta follow him.
We have to convince him.
Sneak.
Excuse me. I can tell that you're following me.
Huh? What? Huh?
Yes, it's me. Proper Irish gentleman, Silly Killy, Killian Murphy. What? And I think I know what you're up to.
What?
Mr. Killy, Cillian Murphy?
Yes.
My name is Cobb, and I have been sent here with a specific purpose.
Yeah?
And that is to protect you from people who are trying to get inside your head. Remember, you were trained for this moment.
Right. I do remember that.
All of these weird things happening, that's your subconscious trying to protect you.
And you're here to protect me, too.
Yes, I'm the head of your security down here. Me. Cobb, the Inceptor.
Not sure if I believe you. It's feeling pretty strange. I know that I was trained for this. I know that I prepared for this. But something in my head seems rearranged.
Calm your mind, Killy. There's no need to worry. I will protect you, and I will do it with my team in a hurry. Relax your mind, and you will find that everything will make sense in time. You can relax, breathe in and out. You'll realize what this is all about.
Atomic Bomb, Aladdin and Jasmine, Jennifer Lopez.
Relax your mind.
You're not wearing any pants. Your teacher wants to give you a slap on your ass.
Relax your mind.
All these things combining, twisting my Irish brain. There are my pants. There is Aladdin. There is the teacher causing pain. But you say I can trust you. You say you're what I need. I think that I will trust you. Oh, I think I will indeed. Cobb, you said. Cobb, it'll be just you and me.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Silly
Killy. I trust you, Cobb.
Yes. We're in the first. What? The first level is achieved.
Who are you talking to when you touch your finger to your ear like that?
My team.
Right.
I'm okay. Letting them know.
And now we have to go deeper, you see.
There's only one way to get to the source of these horrible dreams, and that's if we go one layer deep. You understand and trust me, don't you, Mr. Silly Killian?
Yes, I do.
Great.
Let's do it.
Then Joseph Gordon-Levitt here will hook you up to our dream machine.
Okay.
Okay. So just relax your temples.
Oh.
And I'm just going to put these little pads and just get y'all hooked up here.
Thank you. You have such a soothing energy.
Thank you so much. It's from Third Rock from the Sun. if I could just have you test your mic.
Test my mic, okay.
Test yes. your mic, Mr. Silly Killer.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And just a couple of notes.
A couple of notes?
Yeah.
Or right, great. You had notes
okay,
for me.
He's ready. No. Okay, he's ready.
All right.
I need you to think, Mr. Silly Killer. Think about your most comforting, deepest, relaxing dream.
Oh. That's easy. It's a memory I have. A memory of a spring Irish day.
Yes.
I was sitting with my dad, actually.
Oh, yes, yes. It's working. It's working. He's taking us to his father.
Silly Killy. Okay, now you're going to want to pull back your reel and then just release and let it fly. Yes, that's perfect, my son.
Right. What did you say? Pull back my reel?
Yeah, pull back your reel.
Yes. Oh, Dad.
Keep your shoulders straight.
Yes.
And just like me, just let the line release into the stream. Perfect.
My dad was never someone I could rely upon.
Oh, you're doing great, son.
But in the stream I have, he's the shoulder that I lie upon.
I'm so proud of you.
He says the things he never said. I hear his words as they tumble through my head.
Oh, my son, Silly Killy, you're the best son that there is. You can do any sport and anything, you shall win. You can catch the biggest fish. Your mother loves you and your brother too. And I know that you can achieve anything you set your mind to do.
My dad in the dream. My dad in the dream.
Good job.
A bit different than in real life he seems.
Oh, you're stronger than me.
My dad in the dream.
Oh, you want to wrestle, do you?
My dad in the dream.
Oh, you're so strong.
And I hold him down.
Ouch.
And hurt him. Ouch. Terribly.
You're too strong, my son. You've overpowered me. I could never dream of hurting you or doing anything. You've broken my bones and you've stolen my spleen. You've ripped out my hair and I am powerless to the man you are.
My dad in the dream.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
I hurt him so bad.
I love you, you're strong.
I fuck up his face.
I'm uglier than you.
Say, take that, dad.
You've surpassed me.
My dad in the dream.
You're happy when I die.
I kill him.
You're free.
And I'm free at last from the man who is mean. The dad in the dream. I-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-do.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, wow. Mr. Silly Killian, that did not go to plan. We're going to have to go one layer deeper. Another dream within a dream.
What do you mean? I know my dad and I don't get along. That's why I beat him up here in this dream.
Uh-oh.
What?
Matt Damon is coming, and he's dressed in an army uniform. Your subconscious is trying to kill us
yes.
again by recreating scenes from Oppenheimer.
Yes, that's right.
Gosh, Matt Damon is so lovable, oh, but he's kind of being a dick. Ah,
That's
we
right.
We have to focus. I thought he was going to say something, but he
didn't.
No,
he has nothing to say.
He has nothing to say.
We got to go another layer deep, you say?
Another layer deep. Here we go.
Ice.
It's ice. Ice is here. This is your father's heart.
My father's heart?
We have to warm it. It's your job to warm it, Mr. Silly Killian. Only you have the power to.
It feels so real. There's my dad on his deathbed.
Yes.
Yep. I've been hoping you'd come to see me, son.
Yes, Dad.
It's so cold here. It's so cold, but the cold never bothered me anyway. That's why I built this ice castle within myself.
But, Dad, we could break down the castle if you just gave me some sign, some small sign, that you loved me deep down despite it all.
Of course I loved you, Anna. You're my little sister. But my
Dad,
heart is frozen.
Dad.
What? Huh? What?
It sounds like you're talking about frozen.
What?
We're going to have to go another layer deep. This isn't working either.
Oh.
One more layer should do it.
One more layer
Mr.
than
this? Mr. Silly Killian.
Then my dad rambling about the movie Frozen? I'm willing to try.
This is your subconscious trying to protect you. Don't forget, one layer deep will erase all of your worries, and you'll be able to contact your father in a way that's meaningful.
If you say so, Cobb, I'm willing to try.
Wait, oh, everything's turning.
Oh.
Matt Damon Ooh. Must be attacking in the lair up. Oh, we're turning over.
Whoa. We've got to go now. We've got to go now. Here we go. This is like sandcastle land.
Yes, this is Limbo. I know it all too well. This is where I keep the memories of my wife, the one I ordered chicken for instead of beef. Remember that?
Right, I do remember.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's around here somewhere, but I'm pretty sure that we're safe.
So this is where I'll connect with my father, huh?
This is it. This is how you're going to do it. There he is over there.
Silly killer.
Da.
What do you need from me, son?
Just for you to tell me that you care about me.
I care about you.
Really?
Yes.
Of course I do. You're my son. You are me. How could I not love you?
You really mean that, Pa? And it's not just because we're seven layers deep.
No, I really mean it. I see you. I see you so much. I see myself in you, but then I see all these parts that I have nothing to do with me. You really are something truly special. And I know I had nothing to do with it. And I wish I could have told you that I loved you. I wish I could have told you how much I cared, but I don't know how to do that. There's so much more, you know, that goes into the way I was brought up and the way my da was brought up. And
oh, there you are.
Wait.
Hello. It's me, your ex-wife.
What? You're in... She's interrupting.
No.
A very important moment for me.
Mal, no, not
what
now.
What are you doing here?
Mal, I don't want to have to take this shot, please.
Oh, I'd like to see you try.
No.
Do it.
I got a gun in my mouth, and I dare you to shoot me.
Mal, I miss you.
I don't miss you at all.
I miss your face. I miss your teeth. I'm sorry I ordered chicken.
Instead of beef.
I can't shoot you. You mean too much. I miss the way you used to smile, how you touched. I can't let go, Ma. There's been too many memories. Ma, please don't make me.
Also, that the thing with my dad, if we have time, would love to go back to that. was really important to me.
Yes, I'm happy to talk to you, son. I don't know what you need, but I'm happy to give it to you. But you might have to help me a little bit.
Mr. Silly Killy's father, if I may. Ma, please. I...
Try it. Try it. La vie en rose. La vie en rose. Oh,
she's so French.
The way that it goes. Au revoir. Au revoir. Bonjour. Hello. The ghost that will never go.
I've gotten now what I need. Finally, I'm ready to go. I'm being sucked away back into the upper levels of the dream.
Oh, he's riding the kick up.
Well, well, well.
But you were left behind.
I was.
To talk with me, an old man.
Mr. Saito.
Yes, what is it? I'm playing with my stick and hoop.
Mr. Silly Killy, he actually found a love connection with his father, and he's donating all his money to your company. That means I fulfilled my half. Now it's time for you to fulfill your half of the promise that you made a long time ago.
But I've been here for 400 years.
That's only in dream years. You've actually only been asleep for approximately 5 minutes.
Whoa.
Somebody gave you the script to Babylon, the movie by Damien Chazelle. It's very long.
And it made me go to sleep? That explains why all through my life of 400 years, I've been surrounded by singing in the rain style, but like dark vibes.
Yes. It's all coming together. Mr. Saito, I need you to wake up now.
I can't. I'm too attached. I'm too attached to my Babylon world. Doo-dee-doo-doo-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee.
Mr. Saito, this is not real.
Who's to say what's real and what's not? I enjoy my Babylon universe. Why would I ever leave? It's nice here. Sure, I'm old, but I've had a good time. You gonna pull me back?
I need you to fulfill your promise. I need to see my children's faces. Philippa and the other one. The French one.
Well, I think we all understand. Dads and daughters and sons and children.
Preach.
So I think I will come back with you.
Come with me. Back to the land of reality. Mr. Saito, come along. Leave behind your world of Babylon.
Reality better than a dream. I'm not sure that I know what you mean. 'Cause the dream I'm in has been this way for so long.
So very long.
I go along and I feel no pain, and I'm always singing in the rain. I go doo-dee-dee-doo, dee-dee-doo, all the day long.
But it's wrong, so wrong. Up above in reality, you can do real things like feel the breeze. And what about your kids?
My kids. Got to be in reality. Yes, I've got to be in reality. I will go, oh yes indeed, I will go back to reality.
Yes, come with me
back
to reality.
Back to I almost forgot we were on a plane.
Yep, we're 50,000 feet in the air, and...
Obama, you're flying the plane now?
I have a lot of jobs on the team, and I perform them with pride.
I wasn't offered a single chip or a single thing to eat. I'm very mad.
Larry David or Trump?
I think it's not important, to be honest. I'm mad. I sell crypto. You still can't tell.
Oh, wait. So does that mean when I walk off of this plane...
That's right. You're a free man. You're allowed to come back to this country, America.
Yes. Oh, look, it's Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Hello. Yes, it's me, Michael Caine. I've come to train Sandra Bullock to be in a pageant.
So you better ignore that guy.
I will.
I'll help you get back to your children.
Yes.
And here they are.
Papa,
hello, Daddy.
Philippa.
Oh, we have missed you so much.
Yes, that's Philippa, and I'm the other one.
Yes.
Wait.
You all this time, you thought you were saying, then forgetting one of them, but her name is Franche.
The other one.
The other one.
It's so good to see you, the other one, and Philippa. Wow, how I've missed you so much, but this is everything I've ever wanted.
Almost like a
dream.
Let me take one more shot. See if this reality is all I've got. I'll spin the top, spinning around and around. Will it stop? Spinning around and around. Will it stop?
But Papa, you'll miss me playing on the stairs. If you don't look away and you are not prepared, if you always are wondering if you're in a dream, then you can't know what reality means.
What does reality mean? Is it everything I've wanted to be in a dream? The kids, they mean so much to me. Who cares if this is a dream?
So you've lost your wife, but you've got your kids. There's no need to flip your lid. Whether you're in a dream without your wife, either way.
Papa, when you hold my hand, do you feel my skin? And do you know what reality you're in? Does it matter? Can you feel us? Papa,
either way, you're in your dream life. This is your dream life. You got everything that you wanted. Does it matter if it's real?
It doesn't matter at all.
It's your dream life.
For the first time,
how do you feel?
I'm in love for the first time.
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if. Doesn't matter if.
It's real.
Spinning.
Whoa, a heady one.
How could you not if it's Inception?
Wow. Thank you so much, Jack Giovanni. That was wild. Shout out to Barack Obama.
It was really my pleasure.
For the last section of the show, we're going to play one or two games. You guys want to do that?
Let's play it.
This section is just we throw each other fun prompts and see if we can improvise musical versions of them.
Yay, I'm just going to do more Master and Commander. I did a perfect Master and Commander. You don't know, Philip, but I did.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Beat for beat.
Okay, so this was one that was sent on the Instagram page for the musical version.
Oh.
And
by who?
I actually don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Cool Dude 829.
Yeah, it was by Cool Dude 829.
Thanks, Cool Dude.
Yeah, shout out Cool Dude.
Oh, you're fucking welcome.
And this one is for both of you, Jack and Giovanni.
Oh, Jack and Gia.
And so it's the musical version of a date where they're trying to finish each other's sentences.
Great.
Okay.
I feel so connected to you.
I feel so connected to you.
I know it's like only our second date, but I mean, I feel like we've been together for
less than that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, God, geez.
Oh my God. Wow.
It's like we're already finishing each other's breakfast. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is freaking me out.
In.
It's freaking me in. It's freaking me out that you can be.
It's freaking me in. It's freaking me out that you can be.
Every time I start a sentence, I know you're gonna
do it too.
Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, and every time I finish my sentence, I say, you're freaking me in.
You're freaking me out.
I don't know what to say. I wanna scream and shout.
You're freaking me in.
And you're freaking me out.
Everything that you do, that's what I'm about.
Oh, you make me feel like $1,000. I wanna say
yeah.
Yeah.
You make me wanna put my hands in a pool of
Jello.
Jello.
Yeah. Freaking me out, making me feel like I wanna
shout.
A whisper in the library, but outside I'm as loud as can be, and I'm screaming, no, I don't want this to begin. I can't wait for this to never start again. Give me some more of this amazing.
Excuse me, you guys. Do you want some more ass?
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, what? Sorry, let me try that again.
Jalapeno poppers!
Yes, that's what I was going to say!
Oh,
we
so
love
that's
those.
One order of jalapeno
poppers.
Entrees?
More.
Okay, for entrees, I guess all right.
More. Yeah.
And for dessert, do we want to try?
For sure, we want to try ice cream.
Great. So for starters, we've got
jalapeno poppers.
For the main course, we've got
more.
And to finish things off, we've got
ice cream.
Oh, we've got ice cream galore. And the last thing I'll say is you two make a cute couple.
Aww.
I can tell you've been together a while.
Aww.
When I see you two finishing each other's sentences, it just makes me smile.
You're freaking me in.
You're freaking me out.
All the way I feel about you makes me want to shout. You're freaking me in. You're freaking me out. I like everything about you, everything about you, what I'm about.
That's what I'm about.
What I'm about.
What I'm about. Chocolate.
Perfect. Amazing. Round of applause.
Hey.
Wow. That was fun to watch.
That's a fun bit. It felt very Fred Armisen and Kristen Wiig. Cameron Diaz.
And Cameron Diaz. Very Fred Armisen, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
It's a classic them. Will you guys throw me one? You might have to make it up. Because I ran out.
Okay. Oh, okay. You are going to sing as a emotion.
An emoji?
I was going to say emoji, but then I think there was an emoji musical.
Oh, gosh.
And there was an emoji movie, so then I was
like... There's a lot of emoji content.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. I want to bail. Okay, cut this part out. And
cut that.
Cut that.
Okay.
I need help.
Okay, I've got it. You're a fashion designer for Barbies, but they didn't ask you to do the movie.
Okay, now I'm going to say that. You're a fashion designer for Barbies, but they didn't ask you to do it. I know you're going
to
leave.
They didn't ask me to do what? The movie?
Design the Barbies?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm a fashion designer.
Oh. Yeah, they didn't ask you to do the costumes for the movie. You got
okay, but I designed the
dolls. You've been designing Barbies for years.
Got it. Okay. What is this? This is outrageous. This is obtuse. This is ridiculous. This is immovable. This is thesaurus. This is outrageous. Don't they know who the fuck I am? Don't they know what I stand for? Don't they know what I'm doing? Don't they know I'm the best? I put clothes around their chest and make them look like they aren't screwing. I'm the leader of the Barbie Brigade. I know how all their clothes go and how they get made. But if they do not cast me, it's total shade. Why didn't I get the job? I guess I'm cut from the wrong cloth. I guess I'm cut from the wrong cloth. This is the worst thing that has ever happened to anyone whose name is Roth. I guess I'm cut from the wrong cloth. I guess I'm cut from the wrong cloth. Why didn't they offer me the job? I guess I'm cut from the wrong cloth.
Miss Roth, we're gonna need 10 more black and white classic bikinis.
Sure.
But and we're all gonna be going to lunch on set, but I guess you'll just be here working.
Another day in the shop. God, I wish it would stop. Don't they know if I'd done it, then Margot Robbie would be in a way cuter crop top. But instead, I've got to watch the awards that they're giving. They're not giving them to me. And I bet if I don't tell someone how I am feeling, I won't go down in history, 'cause I'm not the right cloth. Not cut from the right cloth. Don't they know I'm the boss? I'm cut from the right cloth. I'm cut from the right cloth. Fuck them.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
That was so good.
That was fun. Well, thank you all so much for listening to the pod. This has been a blast.
Wow.
We will see you next time. And in the meantime, have a great day, night,
time. Thank you, guys.
Bye, babies.
Bye-bye.